The new stimulus bill passed by Congress has an extra added feature. Surprise medical bills will be a thing of the past. The new bill will now limit what patients can be billed for out-of-network services and revert to a fee that's based on in-network charges. For an explanation, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Karen Politz, a senior fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us more about these surprise medical bills for folks who don't know what they are.
Well, probably a lot of folks do know what they are. Yeah. They're pretty common. They've been around for a long time. A surprise medical bill is it happens when you inadvertently get care from a doctor or an emergency room that doesn't participate in your health plan's network. And I stress inadvertently. So, for example, if you're planning on having a baby, you may take care to, you know, give birth at a hospital that's in network, picks an obstetrician who's in network, but then the anesthesiologist who happens to be on call when you come in and gives you the epidural, that doctor's out of network. And when they are, they don't have to give you a discounted fee. They can charge whatever they want for care. Your health plan will pay maybe part of it up to what it says is reasonable, but you could owe a lot of money.
So who is going to resolve these disputes from going forward?
Well, from the patient's perspective, starting in 2022, so a year from now, it won't be legal for these out-of-network providers to send you a bill anymore, to send you a bill for an amount that is more than what you would owe for that service if you had received it in-network. So there's kind of no settling. That's just going to become the rule. It is illegal starting in 2022 for these anesthesiologists, emergency room docs, you know, others to even send you a bill for more than the amount than you would owe out of network. So they are going to have to get in touch with the health plan, with your health plan. They're going to have to figure out or, you know, find out from the health plan what it is that you would owe, send you a bill for that, and then they go off with the health plan and they negotiate over how much the health plan is going to pay them. But from that point, you don't need to worry about it anymore.
That's huge for a lot of folks. I can't imagine that the doctors would give up and all the care providers all that extra money willingly that they get for these out-of-network charges.
Well, and they fought this legislation for a long time. I mean, Congress has been working on this for 2 years, and it really was, you know, kind of a big fight between the doctors and the hospitals. In particular, some of the for-profit hospitals and investor-owned doctor practices. They were the ones that really fought this the hardest. You know, they did win some concessions. They will likely get paid more under, you know, this sort of behind-the-scenes mediation process than they would have been paid under some of the proposals that Congress was considering. But either way, the patient is out of it. They're held harmless. And, you know, starting a year from now, if you get one of these surprise medical bills, one of the things that will be set up is a complaints hotline at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. You can complain, and that provider can be fined up to $10,000 for sending you an inappropriate bill. So this has some teeth.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Karen Politz, senior fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation.